cannot say it was hard or not. For me, it was really nice in the way that, you know, it was a long sailing with almost 20 days. So for me, it was the first time I was so far, I mean, so long. Before it was something like almost 2 weeks of loneliness when I was sailing solo. And it was globally very nice, and on the boat it was really great, you know, like to be able to enjoy the spirit of Hungary and to be obviously under the safety with Nándor, and you know, teaching, like he was teaching me things and how to do and how to not do. So this was really great, you know, like I could really enjoy all these days. Yeah, I don't know what more. I was more like thinking, like, for me it was also this personal experience, you know, like to have something different. And because I was more, when I made like offshore sailing, it was always on small boats, like small racing boats, or it was deliveries. So it was here it was really something different to be on a race boat, but really in big size. And for me it was really new experience in almost every field, except that, you know, technically it was not like so much a discovery, because, you know, running a boat is running a boat, but the way it has to be done, or the way it is on these extreme boats, is really something really, really different. I was doing most of the nights, and something like, because we kept working on UTC time, and Caris was always ringing me about 2 o'clock UTC, and then I was doing all the night until daylight. So almost all the nights I was out, and of course Nándor was out if needed, but otherwise he was just able to rest and being off watch. So it was not a rigid pattern, because I sailed with another Vendée Globe sailor that was almost the opposite. It was super rigid, every 2 hours alarm, and we were changing. So it depends from people to people, or I don't know exactly, but for me it was more, I appreciate more like this, that it was more flexible, and it would, you know, like, you sail when you are okay, and when you are too tired, then you are dealing with others. There are 2 points that are quite typical for me sailing offshore, is that it's hard for me to fall asleep. So there was, of course, this question of when is better to go to sleep, and when it's hard for you to fall asleep, then you need to go when you're really tired. So for me, I prefer to make longer shifts, you know, like that I could fall asleep like quickly after that. For example, Nándor has no problem for falling asleep and resting a few minutes here and there. And for me, it's almost impossible. So this was one big point. Second point is about the stomach. And here it was something funny, more like a joke, because Nándor provide all the main and solid foods. And so I had to provide my own, let's call it them side, or more like personal things. And I was a little bit shy in the beginning, because Nándor and Caris, they eat less than me, and especially the first days. Like, it looks like it took them like more than 24 hours before starting to eat, and for me it was like, you know, six hours after we started, I was starting to feel hungry already. So I dig in the food, and it became a small joke on board. And because really for me it's like, when I don't sleep, I need to eat much more. I know myself about this, and this was typically the situation where I need more calories for, you know, if I sleep just like, let's say, 4 or 5 hours per 24 hours, then I need to have one more meal during my 24 hours day.
That me laughing a little bit. And that was a funny minute Nando mentioned to me. That was a story with Nutella bread and the chocolate bar together. And
It's not like I missed anything. It's more, I was a little bit shy at the beginning, that I didn't dare to dig so much in the food. And we had plenty of bread, so I was more feeding myself with some, you know, fig bread and a little bit of chocolate or something. It was not Nutella and chocolate together. It was like just big piece of bread and some chocolate with it. So yeah, then I was eating quietly in the shadow with my bread, and Nándor came like, are you hungry, Patrick? Because you know, there are plenty of food and you can dig it. So I was like, I was thinking, okay, they are not. I don't manage to hide myself there. So
what is your favorite food on the shore and on the boat?
With my small boat, I had quite similar food than what Nándor has. that what he calls this wet food that is in long life packaging.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like ready-made wet food that you don't need to boil anything or just to warm it up. So on my boat, I had these kind of things plus fresh food as much as possible, you know.
Yeah.
And I never targeted to have freeze-dried food because it was not so much my thing. And I was not gone for so far away or so long time anyway. So for me, it was not an important food source. But globally, in my boat, even if it's a small one, I had a much bigger cooking place. You know, I had two spots for fire, and I could cook onions and fry fish or do whatever I wanted, like real cooking. And on board of Spirit of Hungary, there's no way to do that. There's just a boiler for water, and you don't even think about cooking in, anything. So before we left, I was looking at this place, and I was thinking, if there was a real boiler, I mean a real fireplace, I would have taken onions and things to cook, really, to make some nice things, but there was nothing like that. He was a little bit more gourmand, you know, like he took a little bit more tasty things with him, so I was thinking, okay, he can be on the hard side when there is a need, like if he goes for the Vendée Globe, obviously he will have a more hard life about food things, but he took like more cookies and stuff like this on the way back, so I wish him that he will enjoy that all the sailing there.
What was your best minute during the transit?
For me, it was like this, I remember something like three moments, like one moment is the first time that we had some wind, because at the beginning it was hardly anything. But, you know, this moment that we were more like 13-15 knots of boat speed, starts to be really, like, you can enjoy the power of the boat and everything. So this is something that was new to me and that, you know, you could really remember. And the second nice moment is that when we passed by the Azores Islands, because these islands were, since ever, really attracting me. So I could have a small vision of what could be there, but we were still far away, so. But this was a nice moment, and obviously the moment that you start to see the land when you arrive, that it was the end of my watch, so I was really tired, but in the same time I was absolutely excited by arriving, so I could not sleep too much at this moment. And arriving in Newport, it was really beautiful, so we're lucky about that as well, because we had fog all these days before, and suddenly it became clear, so we could enjoy the coast. We arrived at daylight in the morning. So, no, everything was super great for the arrival. So I would keep this, at least these three moments.
Mm. And thank you very much. You sent me a small picture by WhatsApp, and I can see the difference between huge 60-foot and more huger luxury boats. So it's extremely.
Yeah, I think it was really, again, like this contrast thing, like in Les Sables, the Simoka boats are the big ones, and obviously there are not many race boats that are bigger than those race boats, in the way that these extreme oceanic race boats, they are about this size or a little bit bigger for this Volvo Ocean race, but it's crude, so it's a different thing. But here, American mentality is, you know, like bigger is better, so really they have like these super yachts and 20, 30 people working on it. Yeah, we were looking very small, and but it was really this, looking like this rebel boat, let's call it like this, or super badass boat, you know, like everyone came to see and like, wow, what a boat, and solo sailing, you know, like it's really something that people noticed and people were curious about, because they don't see this kind of thing every day. So it was really nice to see people interested and coming to see, let's call it the small boat of the marina. No, it was really nice. We had a nice welcome there,
yeah.
Except from the customs, but we had a nice welcome otherwise.
yes. And can you talk a few sentences about saying goodbye when Nando started one day before? So we were very impressed for that.
Yeah, it was, since we arrived, it was like we were quite relaxed in the way that there was no big deal on the boat, no, nothing very special to repair. It was more like checking everything, the rig especially, and cleaning the boat. There was nothing really to worry. So in the same time, I think no one thought about watching the weather forecast. And then we started to look at it on Friday. Friday morning, we looked at this, and it was like, wow, there is an opportunity to sail now, or we have to wait. I mean, Nanda would have to wait for something like Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And he was really not in the mood of waiting. So then it was this, the decision that happened in about half an hour, that be sure that he could make the clearance with the customs and have everything ready, because the boat was ready itself. But, you know, half an hour or 1 hour, you need to sometimes to squeeze a little bit everything in the same moment. And then for me, it was a little bit complicated as well, because then Nando was sailing away with my bedroom and my luggage. So I had to find a way to get out of here. And otherwise, I have, you know, I had no clue to know where to sleep and what to do. So it was a little bit of rushing, and I didn't like it so much. But I was here for Nando, so it was the priority, obviously. Like, you don't always do like the way you want, so... Everything was fine at the end, because I'm hosted now with the friends, and I'm really happy here. I really feel welcome. So it was great in the, at the end. Just like at the moment of deciding, I was feeling a little bit rushed.
Yes. Can you talk about Billy, Billy Black? He was also the professional photographer for the BSC Challenge.
Nando asked them like if it was possible to help me, and they said yes immediately. And for me, it was like, since I met them, like, I had good good vibes, but really being at their place and hosted like I am, I really wish that I could see them again, because I don't know how often I would be back in this area here, and it's not necessary that they will have clients in France or in this next Vendée, so yeah, we'll miss them for sure. And but I really feel so great here, and it's nice because also I met, I knew the pictures from Billy, you know, from websites and places on internet where I'm digging my information like usually. And now I meet the person, so it's really nice. And also to meet the person behind the person, you know, to have Joyce and Billy together, it's nice really to talk. And like we are, we can become friends if we would meet a bit more, a bit longer. It's really nice to be here.